election in Ohio was a shambles. It was a complete fraud. I believe that many crimes were committed by governmental officials in Ohio, and I think the election should be set aside and a new election ordered.
Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand. Although the mainstream media maintains a strict silence over voting irregularities in the 2004 presidential elections, observers on the ground before and during the election, as well as those investigating the vote, have found clear evidence of fraud. We'll hear some of the stories of irregularities in Ohio, as well as give you an overview of present recount plans. We'll also hear about Liza Featherstone's new book on a landmark workers' rights lawsuit against Walmart. And we'll continue our coverage of a recent conference on nuclear power in Chicago. But first, a few headlines. On November 9th, hundreds of students, teachers, and supporters of Senn High School in Chicago marched from the school to Alderman Mary Smith's office in an attempt to stop plans to convert part of Senn High School into a naval academy. In fall of 2005, the Navy plans to take over a wing of the building, including more than a third of the school's science labs. The conversion to a charter military school is part of Chicago Public Schools' Renaissance 2010, and supporters say it would crowd out many existing programs at Senn, including the Junior Academy and the International Baccalaureate, which awarded more diplomas in 2004 than any school in the city after Lincoln Park. For more information, go to www.savesenn.org. On December 1st, Chicago City Council is set to vote on an ordinance that will fund CAN-TV, Chicago's cable access network. Comcast, the city's largest cable provider with 85% of the market, opposes the ordinance, which will increase their contribution to CAN-TV's budget to 65%. The cost is expected to be passed on to consumers, who should see their amusement tax on their cable bills rise about 15 cents a month. CAN-TV's future has been tenuous since cable TV provider RCN filed for bankruptcy and defaulted in their payment to CAN-TV. For more information, go to CAN-TV.org. And Chicago Indie Media's website is down. The server that operates Chicago's Indie Media Center, as well as New York City's and a handful of others, is in repair. We hope to have the site up this week. In the meantime, you can post articles on any Indie Media site. The closest ones are St. Louis, Madison, and Michigan.